We all know what the situation is with the superannuation at the moment. People are looking at their super because they're watching what's happening with the markets and starting to get the jitters, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a text message from Scott who says, my super has lost over $12,000 in value this year. That's more than my contribution last year. There has to be a better way.
Well, remember a year ago we were talking about how the banks were gouging us? And one of the mantras has been, well, if you really want to do something about it, go and buy shares. Now, if you bought Commonwealth Bank shares a year ago, they were $100, you've lost 20% in that time.
Better off than with BHP shares, though, the way they've gone.
Exactly. The former Treasurer, Peter Costello, has written about this in the Telegraph today. He says we should have the right to opt out of compulsory super. You do. For a lot of people, it's very difficult. But the question is, would you be better off with a self-managed fund? It does seem like a lot of effort. We talk about it here. We've got an advertiser who advertises with us extensively, Squirrel Super. You hear us talking about it, that you can move into the self-managed area. But you and I have discussed how you keep thinking about it, you keep contemplating it, but you don't take that step. And for a lot of people, that is a big step, isn't it?
It's nerve-wracking. You know? I mean, you're dealing with your future here. And if you have a look at the first 2 weeks of this year, the share market has fallen 8%. Which has stripped around $2,500 from the average super fund in just a fortnight.
Okay, so self-managed super funds. Andrea Slattery is the CEO of the Self-Managed Super Fund Association. Joins us now. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you very much for having me on the line.
Now, look, thanks for joining us because, as I mentioned, we had a message there from Scott who's saying there's got to be a better way. Well, you know, a self-managed super fund is obviously one alternative, but taking that step is always a big jump for many people, isn't it?
Well, just to qualify, a self-managed super fund is actually not for everybody, but in relation to a big jump, if you're engaged and you're, say, somebody like a small business owner or self-employed or a primary producer or executive or a manager, they're the sort of people that actually are in the SMSF world now as trustees. About 1.05 million of them in Australia at the moment. And for people that are interested in moving into this area, gaining information, becoming engaged, perhaps even becoming engaged with professional advice. You need to have qualified or accredited advice in this area. But getting people that know what they're talking about, and it's a range of areas. So it's not just the investment side, it's also the compliance side and the way in which you actually want to integrate your personal business professional financial service.
But because of that, largely, we see self-managed super funds getting a much better return on average, don't we, than with the big super funds?
Yes, they do. And it's interesting because the trends over the years are that in the bad times, or in the poorer times, should I say, SMSF generally outperform reasonably well. And in the very good times, often they're just short of performing as well as perhaps the other areas. We call them APRA funds, so the other areas of the large institutional funds. But overall, they have been outperforming. They've been outperforming generally over the past 12 to 15 years. Sometimes, depending on the period, it's been reasonably significant, between 1% and 3%. And at other times, in the last couple of years, it's been only about a percentage of 1%.
Well, yes. Just explain why that happens, because you're dealing here with, you know, the large super funds who have trained economists and market watchers, and they're using all the latest algorithms where to place their money in what share, and yet so people who are individuals who are looking after their own money seem to be doing a lot better than them.
Well, we're talking a collective here as well, so obviously individual large funds or individual small funds can react differently. But on the whole, what you have is actually people who are long term, so they're looking at managing their own money, normally via some professional assistance or a lot of information. They are engaged. They are known to be one of the most engaged groups. The research also shows that they lead the market in the way in which, for instance, they invest by up to 90 days in some instances, and perhaps longer if you're looking at different things. But there are the full suite of investments that you're able to invest in. And you've got to remember that the people who are in SMSFs are often, because of that engagement and the ability to control what's happening, they are getting direct professional advice. I think a lot of people think that then SMSF, it's a cottage industry and people can just do whatever they want to do. There's lots of rules around it, but it's not difficult if you actually feel quite capable yourself, or if you've got people providing you with quite a lot of direct support.
And so where do you go, though? Like for people listening to this are thinking, oh, I might give it a go. Where do you go, first of all, to find out the information you've just described and then to find someone that can talk to you about it?
Well, we as an organisation have a lot of information for people who are trustees. We always have had a lot of information.
So your website, the Self-Managed Super Fund Association?
Yeah, it's the SMSF Association. And there's a lot of information there. There's also a lot of information with the ATO. You can go to a professional, if you've got an accredited SMSF Association advisor, they, for instance, are the only auditors if they're accredited in the market, and that they're also accredited professional advisors. So there are people that are accountants or lawyers or people that have got a background in finance or a background in investment or markets.
Yep.
And they are the ones that people should be looking for. Because it's not a distinct area, people should really look out for that qualification so that they're actually going to someone that knows what they're talking about.
Okay.
Because at the moment, anyone can set up their shop for it.
Andrea, thank you very much for that.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Andrea.
Andrea Slattery there, Self-Managed Superfund Association. They've got a website. The ATO website's always very good. Paul Clutterow always talks about that. And you go in there, they've got all sorts of things on there as well, lots of information
and
too.
Interestingly, I mean, she mentioned that 1.05 million Australians who now have self-managed super funds. There is an increasing number of younger people now who are actually dabbling in this and doing it themselves, which is a big step forward from all of those stories we've heard over the years that young people don't care about super because it's just too far in the future.
Yep.
And they're not worried about putting that nest egg away.
A lot of them are doing it.